Steve, did you see that? Steve, this is for you, and me.
Good morning.
I know everybody's as comfortable as can be. It is not only a beautiful day, it has been a beautiful weekend. Very, very special Lord's Day. He wants to thank his girls, Glenn's girls, that did this special fundraiser for cancer. So he's just so delighted with that. And he is so appreciative of all the prayers of this church. And I always say, where's Wurtenberg? He's the one who gave us the term prayer warriors. And Gail, you remember I corrected that, because Bob Wurtenberger, the great historian that he is, he always cites his sources. You know. And he said, no, Gregory, that actually was Reverend Gary Exman who began that terminology here, the prayer warriors. But Glenn Garris wants to thank all the prayer warriors here. And praise the Lord God, he's doing better right now. He is doing better one day at a time. You know, the Lord is always faithful in the walk. So we're praising God for the miracle of a renewed healing for him, the sores that had robbed him of speech. I said last night after the wedding, Laura and I ran up, and I was telling Shiv, I said, I heard a joyful noise. Courtney's back here. Courtney, I heard a joyful noise, huh, didn't I? Her daddy called to us as we were knocking at the door. Now, on Thursday, your papa couldn't say a word. He was really in a world of pain, and those sores were just horrible, horrible, all through his mouth and all through his throat. Not only has the pain subsided, but they confirmed that many of those sores are now healing over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Continue, prayer warriors, to lift up our brethren in Christ. And he gives one last testimony to you. He wanted me to be sure to lift this up. Above all things, he wanted to lift this up. Dad has a Bible. It's called Every Man's Bible. I understand, Courtney, he's got a Bible. It's a study Bible. And it assists him, gives him some direction and a spiritual journey through the Word of God. And right now, he's pouring over Acts 2 and Acts 3. And of course, one of the figures, right, Brother Warren? One of the figures is none other than the one once called Saul, who is now Paul, through the transforming power of the love of God. And his testimony, Glenn Garris' testimony, is how can anybody read the profound change that Christ has made in the lives of these people and not believe in Jesus Christ? And his witness is, believe in Jesus Christ. Cora, I can't think of a better beginning for our time as we center ourselves in Christ. Are there any other parish notices to come before us? Yes, Mary Ann.
This is just a reminder that on Wednesday, June 12th.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I had to confirm. We will be having members and guests, friends, are welcome to join us in our little day away. We'll be going to leave the parking lot at 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, we'll be touring Maria Stein, the chapel, the grounds, and at 12, we have lunch at the Corner Cafe, and then there we'll proceed to the Greenville to go to the KitchenAid store. Please see me today, or let me know by tomorrow, if you're going to be going with us so we don't leave you in the parking lot, or if you're going to be leaving from elsewhere so that I can make the reservations, because I have to make the reservations for at the Maria Stein and for lunch. So see me today or give me a call by tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Ann. And Mary Ann, I want to thank you personally, too, for the kind invitation you gave me to come down there. My father broke bread many times with the priest there in that community. My dad studied for the priesthood. And so it was wonderful while he was pastoring Coldwater United Methodist Church that he got to, in many ways, renew his bonds with the Catholic brothers there. So thank you again, Mary Ann. I've got to be gone this week. I got to leave right after worship to head up to the annual conference with Remember I said on a good day, Tana, I might remember his name? Gregory, I believe it is. Bishop Gregory Palmer. So, and Tana, you've got a wonderful, wonderful lay representative up there in Mrs. King. She just does a great job, Steve. So I know we're going to have a wonderful, powerful week up there. Are there any other parish notices to come before us? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Warren.
Again this year, the Salvation Army is combining with the Boyd Theater for a special movie for the young and the young at heart. It's on a Saturday morning. The movie is Monsters University. It's at 10 a.m. on June the 22nd. That'd be 2 weeks from yesterday, I believe. The tickets are only $4. You're supposed to bring a can of food along. So obviously I have the tickets, and this is a fundraiser for Salvation Army and entertainment, good entertainment for the young and the young at heart. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent, Warren. Courtney, I was looking back at you. Janet, it'd be right up my alley. Let me ask you, is it in 3D? Do you know, Warren, whether it's in 3D or not? 3D? Is it a 3D presentation? I'd be the first one in line. But what a wonderful opportunity, too, for fellowship and to support that vital Christian ministry. Any other parish notices to come before us? Then let us prepare ourselves for morning worship. us pray. O God who lifts us up, sets us free, and watches over us, visit us this day. Lift our spirits, free our minds. Open our eyes and hearts to your words, your will, and the miracle of your holy presence, that we may encounter you in the meeting of friends and in the kindness to strangers. Lift us up, set us free, O God. Watch over us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Draw breath, praise the Lord. Did I take something kind of happen here? Just maybe, perhaps? Did something happen? What was it, kids? That's all. Okay. Is it time for happier those whose hope is in God? How's that, honey? I will just use this. Shall we begin again? Now, Cora, let this be a good lesson to you. I remember Brian was with me, Fritzy, on television near. Bob Severs had just introduced us. Now, can you have a better introduction? I flubbed up so badly. I was so scared. I was so nervous. I couldn't even play the guitar. And Brian stopped me. He calmed me down. He said, tell you what, son, let's begin again. That's the name of the sermon title. Let's begin again. Praise the Lord. Happy are those whose help is from God, the one who made heaven and earth, the one who created the seas and all that is in them.
Happy are those whose hope is in God, the one who keeps faith forever, the one who feeds the hungry and invests the oppressed.
God will reign forever for all generations. At this time, we will lift up our hearts, our voices in praise to the Lord for this powerful opening hymn. 57, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing.
Thank you.
this opportunity. Welcome your neighbors through the passing of the peace. At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Good morning, children. Very special day today. If you'll just kind of look behind you to the lady right here with the pretty red hat. You see this pretty girl? Cora is, well, let me ask you, what does this outfit represent? Who knows what's about to happen here? Sister can tell. Go ahead, Ellie.
She graduated.
She graduated. And this is a day, of course, every year here in the church family. We really enjoy this opportunity, don't we, Jeannie, to have a few moments with our graduates and to congratulate them and to lift them up before the Lord God as they now continue their journey. But I got to ask you, Cora, are you glad that all the tests are over? Indeed. Now they are over. That is to say, those particular tests, right, that were given to you in high school. But children, do you know what? All of life will greet us with one test after another. Now, there's a witness that is going to be given here today in the scripture, and he was a great Pharisee. Korah, he was a man of letters. He was a brilliant, brilliant Pharisee. As a matter of fact, in the letter you're going to hear, he talks about being quite a student. He studied hard, and he advanced far beyond many of his peers. He was quite a scholar. But Saul had something happen to him that was far more important than any of the other lessons that he'd had. And his witness is, he had an encounter with Jesus Christ. And that encounter with Jesus Christ, with the love of Jesus Christ, it took Saul and it turned his heart around. It made him a better person, children. He was hurting people. You know he was hurting? You're not going to believe it. He was persecuting, he was hurting disciples of Jesus Christ in the church. Now, believe it or not, yes, he did. He persecuted people in the church. Made it his mission, in fact, to persecute people in the church. And then he had an encounter with Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And in the love of his life, in the love of the light of the Lord God, Saul had a change of heart. Made him a better person. Made him a lover of all people. And he became one of the most devout followers of Jesus Christ that Christendom has ever known. He faced many tests and trials following that, but his witness was always in Christ. Christ within us, Christ within our hearts, can help us to face up to any of the tests and the challenges of life. I want you to know that strength, okay? I want you to know that strength. Let's make a circle here, and we're going to go to Jesus in prayer. We're going to ask him to be with us. He wants to be with us. He wants to be with us. Heavenly Father, we know you want to be with us because you came into this world and you even went to the cross of Calvary, and there you laid down your life for us. And you have sent your Holy Spirit, risen Lord. And that Spirit that came to Paul has been invited into all of our hearts, Lord. Give your children strength, Lord God, for all the tests that they will face. And help them, like Paul, to go out into the world, to share with other boys and girls, to witness to them about the love of Jesus. And we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we got a witness tool here. If you're a visitor, if you happen to be a visitor today, we got a witness tool. We give you two suckers, okay? I want you to pick out two suckers of your choice. Allison, I'm going to start with you. You take your two suckers, and one of them you keep, and one of them you're going to give one away, aren't you, Chloe? Yes, you are, honey. There you go. Yeah, those are good choices. Yeah, you take out two that you want, pick out the flavors, and you keep one. You keep one, and you give one to somebody else. Yes, indeed. All righty. How about that? Can you get her there? Make sure that I let you get your two suckers, because I missed somebody a few weeks ago. And it just broke my heart, because I don't want to do that. So make sure Greg waits for you. Did you get him? You okay? There you go. Get him, buddy? Yeah. There's all kinds of flavors in there, aren't there? All kinds. Take you out two, you keep one. And you give one to somebody. Hey, he's on a mission right now. I think we got a young Paul on a mission right there. Brady's on a mission. Now, you may return to your pews. Hey, Katie, would you like to help with the... Oh, bless your heart. Well, I've got Katie going to help me with the microphone. And if we've got visitors there again, what a wonderful Sunday for y'all to be here. Hey, Grandpa, you want to stay with her? Thank you, buddy. If you're a visitor, what a wonderful Sunday to be here as we recognize our graduate here. We embrace this time together. There are visitors cards there in the pews. If you want to take a moment, fill that out. Put your telephone number on it. Drop it in the plate, the offering plate, when the ushers come by following the sermon. And they always get me those cards. So I'll give you a phone call and get you better acquainted. This portion of the service, you see I got a great team right over here. They've got a microphone. Why? We want to give you an opportunity to lift up joys or concerns. The joys could be, for instance, could be birthdays, could be wedding anniversary. It could be a testimony, as Brother Glenn lifted up today. It could be a testimony of how God is strengthening you in the journey. It could be a concern. Maybe there's someone you love. You want to lift them up in prayer. Raise your hand so this wonderful ministry team can bring you the microphone. Joys or concerns, and I see Jody right here.
I have a joy. My mom and dad were married 50 years ago today.
God bless you, Jody. John and Judy. They were children. They had to be children. Handsome, handsome couple. Had to be children when they got married. Beautiful people. And I see a hand back here. Yes, Marianne.
I wanted to say congratulations to Cora. I have known her, you know, many years here in church. But I have gotten to know her a little bit better the last 2 years. And I will tell you, she has been a great role model, leadership roles in the program that she has been in, and a fine young Christian lady, you know, in the work that she has been doing. Maybe not that she always knew what she was doing. And I also want to say congratulations to the young man sitting next to her, Joe. I have gotten to know him for the past 2 years. And an awesome young man also. So congratulations to both of them.
How about that? Good.
Yeah, I got just a testimony and also a concern. My daughter, she goes to Cleveland on the 11th for some more tests, and they moved her surgery up. It was scheduled for the 24th. They moved it up for the 19th, and she's having a rough time with it because the 19th's her birthday. And she's really having a rough time with that.
Well, sure.
But while I was in the hospital, there was no Bible in my room, so I asked the nurses, I said, could you find me a Bible, you know, to read? And they said, well, we'll have to look around. And so the I told Greg, yes, when he was up there seeing me, but the chapel, they was looking around, they brought one up in the chapel, and it was a Gideon's Bible. And I knew Mr. Reed back here is involved in it, and I thought of him. And the thing was that really blessed me, as they said, that you can take this along with you if you want. So just take the Bible home with you. I said, no. I says, I'm going to leave it here in the room because there's someone that might want it and need it. And I said, I've got mine at home and everything. But I thought it was really nice of them to bring me that to be able to have something to read while I was in there.
Powerful testimony. Thank you, David. We'll certainly remember Gina. Yes, Chrissy?
I know there's a lot of people different in here in our church than when my daughter Cindy was with me and was here in church. But her mother-in-law lives in Maine, and she's having some very serious health issues. And Cindy asked me if I would put her on the prayer chain. So that's it.
Indeed, Chrissy. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we do. We do lift her mother-in-law in prayer. Thanks, Tritzy. Any other joys or concerns? Just raise your hand. This team will bring you the microphone.
I think we ought to give a shout. I think we ought to give a shout out for the Crestview baseball team.
Yes,
what a year!
Yes, sir, Bob. Well, how about that? How about that? Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And did I understand? Are the girls' softball team? Are they? Did I hear? Are they playing today or something? Or maybe I got that wrong. I was talking to Chris and the kids last night. I didn't know whether that was today or not. But we're proud of all. Any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? Well, can we show an appreciation for this fine team right here? Ed, you are flanked by the best. You know that? Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, grandfather. Thank you. Let us turn to the Lord in silent prayer. God of truth, God of knowledge, by your wisdom, we are taught the way and the truth. Bless our graduates and walk with them as they leave and move forward in life. Take away their anxiety and confusion of purpose. Strengthen their many talents and skills, and instill within them a confidence in the future that you plan, where energies may be gathered up and used for the good of all people. And now, Heavenly Father, deepen our faith as we lift up from our hearts that beloved prayer that Jesus, our Savior, has invited us to pray with Him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite us to stand together now for this hymn of preparation. 657, This is the Day.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Well, we have come to a very special, special portion of our worship together. And Jeannie, I'm going to invite you to come forward. Let me get this microphone. We're about to recognize our graduate in this case. Thank you, Jeannie.
Corey.
Yeah.
Is it on? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Corey, you want to come up? I help with Joyful Noises, which is when the younger kids from 1st to 7th, and I also do youth groups, so I really get to grow up with these kids too, and I'm sure they're glad to see the back of me when they graduate, but I know Nick was last year. But anyway, Cora, so I've probably tried to calculate that out. I've probably known you since, what, about the 4th grade maybe? Yeah. I think about the 4th grade. So she graduated from Joyful Noises in the 6th grade, but she continued to help with it. And Cora has always been enthusiastic about her Bible knowledge. She was so enthusiastic in like the 7th grade when I would ask questions of the little kids, she would jump out and answer the question. So I had to kind of sit Cora aside and say, hey, Cora, it's the kids, right? Didn't I have to do that with you? But she has been enthusiastic. She has been a faithful member of both Joyful Noises and youth group. I was grateful and honored to have her in youth group. And just watching you grow from Joyful Noises, of course, up to this year, I think I've really noticed, you know, she gives testimonies in youth group, and she's been a really important part of our youth group, very faithful, helps me with anything I ask, has taken parts in plays, which is not always her favorite thing to do, but she's gotten pretty good at it over the years. So I am going to miss Cora. And do you want to tell everybody what your plans are after you graduate?
I plan on going to International Business College in Fort Wayne for travel and hospitality.
And I know she's been on commercials for Vantage. I asked Delta one day, I said, was that Cora on the radio? And it was Cora, so I think she'll probably still be in some ads. But as I said, we will miss Cora a lot, and we wish her good luck on all of her journeys. And we'll leave the light on for you, as usual, so anytime you come back.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you so much. We are indeed proud of you, Cora. I want to lift up this testimony of Paul today. And this comes to us from Galatians, the first chapter, verses 11 through 24. Now listen to what Paul has to share. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin. For I did not receive it from a human source, nor was I taught it. But I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. You have heard, no doubt, of my earlier life in Judaism. I was violently persecuting the church of God and was trying to destroy it. I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my people of the same age, for I was far more zealous for the traditions of my ancestors. But when God, who had set me apart before I was born and called me through His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son to me so that I might proclaim Him among the Gentiles, I did not confer with any human being, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were already apostles before me. But I went away at once into Arabia, and afterwards I returned to Damascus. And then after 3 years, I did go up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas and stayed with him for 15 days. But I did not see any other apostle except James, the Lord's brother. In what I am writing to you before God, I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria, to Cilicia, and I was still unknown by sight to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard it said, the one who formerly was persecuting us is now proclaiming the faith he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God because of it. May God add the blessing of His Holy Spirit to the reading of God's Holy Word. Cora, I got something special that I think is going to speak to you, going to speak to all of us. It is a clip here. I was alerted to this. I must confess, I have not. Guys, Greg has never watched an Oprah Winfrey show, and Laura will attest to that. But I was watching the, nothing against her, it's just, but at any rate, I was watching the news coverage, and she had a graduation address to the graduating class at Harvard. Something she said struck a chord within the hearts of all these news people, struck a chord within your pastor. Cora, I think it's going to speak to you.
Authentic, an authentic way of being, honesty, and above all, empathy. I have to say that the single most important lesson I learned in 25 years talking every single day to people was that there's a common denominator in our human experience. Most of us, I tell you, we don't want to be divided. What we want, the common denominator that I found in every single interview, is we want to be validated. We want to be understood. I've done over 35,000 interviews in my career. And as soon as that camera shuts off, everyone always turns to me and inevitably in their own way asks this question, was that okay? I heard it from President Bush. I heard it from President Obama. I've heard it from heroes and from housewives. I've heard it from victims and perpetrators of crimes. I even heard it from Beyonce and all of her Beyonce-ness. She finishes performing, hands me the microphone and says, was that okay? Friends and family, yours, enemies, strangers, in every argument, in every encounter, every exchange, I will tell you, they all want to know one thing. Was that okay? Did you hear me? Do you see me? Did what I say mean anything to you?
Thank you, Tim. News anchor, news person after news person heard that. Karen, they all resonated with her sharing. They said, my goodness, we remember when the president was here. And the moment the camera was off, was that all right? Did I do okay? Paul wants to be validated. Paul needs to be validated, Cora, but here's the problem. Paul's made mistakes. He made some horrible mistakes. Not just innocuous mistakes. We're talking about the persecution. He stood by, didn't he, Warren, when Brother Stephen was being stoned to death. Not only did he do nothing, but he was all for it. He admitted that he was a persecutor of the followers of Jesus Christ. He made mistakes. But Cora, the Lord God in his love is never finished with us. Children of faith, the Lord God is never finished with you or me. When we stumble, when we make a mistake, God does not give up on us. We will never know the limits of the boundless love of God. And Paul had that encounter through the loving Christ in his journey. He was transformed as so many as in Peter, Simon, shifting sands, and then became Peter, which means rock. So it was with Saul. He was given a new name by God. He was called Paul henceforth because his heart was changed. What a testimony that we can make mistakes, because we're going to, but when it happens, you know what? The Lord is going to reach out that hand. If we'll take it, God's going to lift us again to begin again. We had the clergy session just a few weeks ago, and Tona, I was both blessed getting to have that session with the Bishop Gregory Palmer and our beloved Bishop Matombo, getting to hug him again after the last time that Brian and I sang for him, right? Lift up thy cross. Yes, yes. and getting to have that wonderful consecration service for that playing for the Winds of the Morning and the North Katanga region. It was a wonderful day, but it was also bittersweet because there's always the reading of the saints. There's the reading of, that is to say, colleagues who have passed away that prior year. And I did not know that Dr. James Brian McGarvey had died. I did not know. Now I can't be fake. I followed Dr. McGarvey at the West Liberty Church. We became friends there, but I can't be a hypocrite and pretend before you that we were able to continue that relationship after I moved here. Basically, when I moved to a new appointment, I break all ties with that prior appointment out of collegial ethics. Here, it's going to be a little different. I will absent myself from the church, from all of its roles. But I will be your neighbor. Paul and I talked about that. Paul and I just had a talk, Roger, during Rosanna's funeral. And I said, Paul, you're always welcome. And I said, I got to tell you, brother, I'm going to be one of your neighbors. And if invited back for a role in a wedding or in a funeral as your neighbor in Christ, of course I will say yes, with the blessings and the participation first of your pastor. Of your new pastor. But I had broken all my ties with West Liberty, as is the collegial ethics. So I didn't understand that he had spiraled into illness. But what I want to come to, Cora, this is a man that had a heart for the farmers, for the plight of the farmers when the small farms were beginning to close up all across the country, Dick. It was Dr. McGarvey who began to engineer a chaplaincy targeting the small farms and the farmers and their plight. Neil Young and Willie Nelson got wind of it. Willie Nelson flew in his Lear jet to the United Theological Seminary in Dayton, Ohio, and supported this wonderful ministry that Dr. McGarvey had engineered. Now, he had such wonderful support. He had such a wonderful purpose before him. But Cora, God love him. His particular ministry, and of course he formed a model that encompassed many other pastors, but his particular ministry crashed and burned after all the years of preparation, after trips to England, examining, exploring one paradigm after another, crashed and burned. And that's when we became very close friends. And he said to me, Greg, all the years that I engineered this, and he had a broken heart. He said, you know, Greg, I just couldn't make it fly. His heart was broken. Now, he rose from the ashes. They're like the old phoenix. He rose from the ashes because of the strength that God gave him. And the model changed shape. And rural ministries, they were able to work with Dr. McGarvey. So he resumed and he said, I've learned something from this, Greg, and this is what we want to pass on again, Cora, to you and for us to remember. He said, I learned that in God, God is never finished with us. God never lets us go. When we crash and burn, God will reach down, take us by the hand, and the form of ministry may change, but the Lord is the constant. I have learned, and here in summary, I've learned that through the grace of Christ, in his love, we can always begin again. I will never forget his witness until that day when I am renewed with our fellowship at Jesus' feet. I will treasure his words. We make mistakes. We make mistakes. But God has never finished with us. In closing, Andrew Jackson was the 7th president of the United States, and some regard him as a fine president. Take out a $20 bill, his face is on the $20 bill, is it not? If that's any indication, yeah. Some regard him as a fine president. But others said that he could be tough. He was called Old Hickory, remember? Remember Old Hickory was his title, nickname? In some cases, he was called Ruthless. And in some cases, Cora, in some cases, he earned that title. For instance, it was Andrew Jackson who ordered the now infamous Trail of Tears for the Cherokee people. Dean Brand Streeter's family, his Cherokee bloodline, walked that horrendous trail of tears. My maternal grandmother's family lived in what is today known as the Cherokee Village area of the Smoky Mountains. Now, they by no means had it easy. When Mama went down there to renew a bond with our family there, she came back to the car, just tears streaming down her cheek. She said, Curtis, she said to my daddy, Curtis, I have never seen such poverty. And I'll never forget my mama. We never had a lot of money, Cora, but she had a couple trinkets in her hands. She said, Curtis, I tried to buy a few things to support. So by no means was it a luxury ride to live there in the Smokies, in that reservation where my maternal grandmother's mom and dad came from. But Dean's family walked the trail of tears. Dean Brandstreeter gave me stories, Clark, stories that his family have passed down to this day of the suffering. Men, women, and children died on the trail of tears. And it was Andrew Jackson who ordered that horrible march. He could be ruthless, but paradoxically, he had a tender side. He loved his wife, Rachel. They lived together at the Hermitage, Fritzy, down near Nashville, Tennessee. Rachel was a devout Christian, and so Andrew Jackson had a chapel made for her, built for her, on the Hermitage grounds. And of course, Andrew had earned some pretty ruthless titles, right? He lived with it. But if anybody dared to challenge Rachel's virtue, Andrew Jackson, in turn, challenged them to a duel, Joe, to a duel. And apparently, there were times when that happened. Even one of his former allies said of him, Chief Junaluska, said, if I would have killed him myself if I'd known what he was going to do to my people. So he earned that title. But if anybody challenged Rachel's virtue, he challenged them to a duel. Now, when Rachel died, part of Andrew Jackson died along with him. They say that he would go to that little chapel he had built for her on the Hermitage. He would go there. He would sit for hours on end in that chapel. Just remember, during one of these occasions, a minister came calling. And Andrew Jackson looked to the minister and he said, I would like to be baptized. I would like to become a Christian. And the minister said to him, he said, well, Mr. President, nothing had pleased me more. But before you are to be baptized, sir, you will need to repent, to seek forgiveness of your sins, and to offer forgiveness to those who sinned against you. Can you do that, Mr. President? Are you willing to do that? Andrew Jackson said, I can forgive my enemies in battle. I can forgive my enemies in politics. But I will never forgive those who slandered my Rachel. Old Hickory was unwilling to bend on that issue. And they left it at that day, Cora. Sometime later, there was a knock on the old preacher's door. It was late at night, Warren. It was pouring down rain. And there on the porch, soaked now from the rain, stood the former president of the United States. And in a voice barely audible, Andrew Jackson said, I'm ready to forgive. The minister was advanced in years. He had oncoming infirmities. And he said, I apologize, Mr. President. I'm hard of hearing now. What did you say, sir? And they say that old Hickory broke down in tears that night. And he cried out, I forgive them all. I forgive them all. You know, ironically, Cora, it's when old Hickory broke down in tears of repentance that he found his greatest strength, his greatest ally. Look around you, Cora. We're all invited to walk with you on this great road, a road of purpose, a road of service to the Lord Jesus Christ, a road you've already been walking, disciple of God, you have. But the Lord will be with you always, no matter what. The love of the Lord will never let you go. So rest assured, as you go forward in Christ, Christ goes forward in you and in us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This time we invite the ushers to come forward as we serve the Lord through the morning offering. Let us pray together. As crowds spread the word of Jesus' power, O God, so may we spread the word of your grace as we share these gifts and our very lives with those in need. May these offerings be instruments of your healing, your justice, and your good news in this community and around the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Cora, we lift up our voices with you. We unite together for this closing hymn of commitment. 580, lead on, O King Eternal. joy, the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit rest, abide with us all now and forever. Amen.